Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, people are being warned to expect sub-zero temperatures, treacherous driving conditions and the potential for disruption to water supplies until the end of the week. The INMO is criticising the HSE for not being prepared for the level of overcrowding in hospitals as a result of the rising number of flu cases. There's calls for greater clarity from Ishka Aaron on the ongoing water supply issues in the Remelton area, and the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to resign in the coming hours. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Austin Kelly will have all the latest in sport. That'll be coming up at around 5:15. People are being warned to expect sub-zero temperatures, treacherous driving conditions and the potential for disruption to water supplies until the end of the week. A status yellow snow and ice warning is in place until midday tomorrow, while a similar alert for low temperature and ice is active until midnight on Thursday. Snow has arrived from many parts of Donegal within the last 2 hours. Aiveen Toomey from the Road Safety Authority has this advice for those travelling in the icy conditions.
When you slow down, try to use your brakes so that the brake lights will warn the drivers behind you, especially in times with poor visibility. Watch out for black ice, especially in sheltered and shaded areas, on roads, under bridges, under trees and high walls. If in a slide, try not to panic or jam on the brakes. Steer gently into the slide so that if the car is sliding to the right, steer to the right. Again, a little steering goes a long way.
Meanwhile, Met Erin's Rebecca Cantwell says we likely won't see as much snow as we did over the weekend.
But as we move further through the week, then it's going to turn much drier, but it's going to continue very cold. And so there's a low temperature and ice warning out for the whole country. And that's actually extended up until Thursday night, so midnight Thursday. Because we're going to experience some very cold temperatures continuing throughout the week. Temperatures are going to plummet by night. And we're going to struggle really to even get above freezing in some places during the daytime.
All routes on the Donegal Winter Maintenance Programme are to be treated at 6 o'clock this evening and again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Donegal County Council, however, are warning drivers to assume that no road is ice-free. A list of the routes is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is calling on the HSE to implement a national emergency strategy to stem hospital overcrowding. 761 patients are on trolleys in hospitals around the country today as the health service continues to tackle the rising number of flu cases. 18 of those were in Letterkenny University Hospital, 11 of them in the emergency department. General Secretary of the INMO, Philney Hay, says the level of overcrowding over the festive period was predictable.
It's not just sufficient to say, oh, this is the flu. The flu is predictable. We have been notified well in advance that this was going to be a later presentation of flu in the Irish Health Service, and to simply have no extraordinary plan to us means that the welfare of the staff, the welfare of nurses and midwives who are at work trying to provide care of doctors and others is not taken into account. So on our wards today, there are 233 extra patients. And obviously wards are staffed to accommodate the number of beds they have. So everybody now is going to be working short. The care is going to be delayed. It causes a great deal of frustration amongst patients and their relatives, because clearly you cannot continue to turn up, try and do a decent and a good day's work when your employer is simply not providing you with the tools to do it. We're looking at figures from last Thursday, the 2nd of January, 571 people on trolleys. And today that has increased up to 761.
Justin Trudeau has announced his intention to resign as Canada's Prime Minister. It comes after rising discontent at his leadership, with the Finance Minister resigning last month over a policy clash. The Liberal Party leader has held the office since 2015 and says he will remain there until the party has selected a new leader. An election must be held in Canada by this October, with the Liberals expected to lose heavily to the official opposition Conservatives. Mr. Trudeau made the announcement within the last half an hour.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process. Last night, I asked the president of the Liberal Party to begin that process.
There's calls for greater clarity from Uisce Éireann on ongoing water supply issues in the Remelton area. Concerns have been raised over the past number of years over regular outages on the network, with some being left for days without water. In a response to Councillor Declan Meehan, Uisce Éireann says following a hydraulic analysis of the network, it's been established that strategic infrastructural improvements are required to enhance services in the area. Councillor Meehan says residents desperately need an answer on what work will be carried out and when it will be completed.
There have been ongoing issues regarding the water supply in Rough Park and the surrounding area in Remelton. And I have made a number of representations to Uisce Éireann. I finally have had some response from Uisce Éireann on that. And they have talked about doing a hydraulic assessment of water supply issues across the whole Remelton area, as well as internal assessments within Uisce Éireann to assess exactly what infrastructural upgrades are required to be carried out in order to improve the supply, not just for what's there at the minute in the area, but also for future development as well. So what I have called on Uisce Éireann by response is to provide clarity and to provide a timeline, because the people in the Rough Park area have been waiting on this for far too long and have been enduring water supply insecurity for far too long without solutions.
And as you said, these issues have been going on for quite a while. What are the wider impacts of this on residents and businesses in the area as well?
I've been contacted by residents in the area over the past few months where people have just been out of water, potentially with young children, where they're unable to do simple things that every household should be able to do. And it's not good enough where people's supply has been cut off for prolonged periods of time. The infrastructure that services this part of Remelton is not fit for purpose, and I understand that Uisce Éireann are trying their best to maintain supply to the area, but it is without doubt necessary now for significant infrastructural upgrades to take place. And as I said, we need clarity on that and a timeline so people can expect when this issue will be addressed once and for all.
Irish Life has made its fourth health insurance premium increase announcement in just over a year. It will raise the cost to 130 of its plans. Laya also set to increase its premiums on 13 schemes, and VHI will push up costs on 11 plans. Charlie Weston, a personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, says these rises come at a time where over 600,000 customers are due to renew their cover.
Irish Life Health have announced something like four separate price increases in the last just over a year. So it is absolutely relentless. So anybody who's renewing at the moment, they would be very foolish just to auto-renew, as they say, you know, just to renew on the same plan without checking out if they can't do better.
Litter levels in Buncrana have improved. According to the latest Eyeball survey, the town has been ranked 18th out of the 40 towns in cities surveys across Ireland, improving from moderately littered in 2024 to clean. Inspectors gave a special mention to Swan Park. They say it's exceptionally well presented and maintained, sensitive to the local environment. The festival park was described as a spotless throughout. The report from Antoshka says the amenity is a credit to users and those responsible for the maintenance of it. All aspects of the residential care area of Castle Park were found to be in very good order. Conor Horgan, Eyeball spokesperson, says it's encouraging to see Buncrana address litter issues highlighted in previous reports.
It's good news for Buncrana, a very good result. The town is clean to European norms, and that's an improvement on last time out when it was moderately littered. So that's always great to see. There were six top-ranking sites in the town and no heavily littered ones. Swan Park came in for special mention. So did Festival Park, which was spotless throughout and a credit to the users. All aspects of the residential area of Castle Park were in very good condition. So all in all, there were a couple of sites that were moderately littered, the main street and the L1641 road, as well as the Illies Road. They were both moderately littered. But apart from that, it's top-ranking sites throughout, including the Recycle Bank at Super Value and Clonmany Road. And it's important, you know, that Buncrana is clean, because most of the towns in the country are clean. And it was something of an outlier last time out. that it was moderately littered. So it's good that that's been addressed.
And this shows the importance of these surveys, as the town and the Tidy Towns groups obviously took on board comments from the 2024 survey to improve their litter.
It's really heartening when we highlight areas that need to be addressed, and then in the following survey we see that they've been cleaned up. That's not always the case across the country, but it was the case with Bun Crana. So it's congratulations to the local authority and to the Tidy Towns group for getting on top of the areas that needed addressing.
The owner of an Indian food premises in West Donegal has moved to address claims that the leader of a grooming gang in the UK has been working there. Claims emerged on X last week that the 51-year-old, who was convicted of a number of serious child sex offences in Rochdale, was working at the Taj Indian Takeaway in Gortahork. Krishna, the owner of the Gortahork Takeaway, told Greg Hughes on today's Nine Till Noon show that the named individual does not now and never has in the past worked in the Taj Takeaway. He says since the claim was made, a number of calls have been made to the premises, some of them threatening to burn it down.
This is all the fake news. I would say to the people, the name of the person, what's here on the social media, never worked in my company since I started that business in May 2016. This is all the false information spread through the social media to harm our business and employee. And I already all reported to the Gardaí, and I just leave messages on the Facebook page as well. And I got a good response as well, because everybody, especially the local people, knows, because they are all time the customer here and they see who working and not, you know. And I'm here from since 9 years, and the mostly the normally the local people knows, and always I got a very good support from the local communities for the business and for our employee. This is all the false information going through the social media. That's not the truth.
What kind of an impact has it had on your business, or if you had any contacts for people, or what has been the situation?
Yes, the situation is Saturday was the very worst, because I got a lot of call, and some people keep asking, who is the gang, is you related with the gang, and we were born up the place, and you know, some people threatened. But from yesterday it's a little calm down, and yesterday also still get a couple of calls, but not that much. But it's still a little bit fear, because the employee are a little bit on fear. But I hope they will sort out everything, because the mostly people knows now this is the pick.
We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The throw-in time for Niamh Padraig Éiscaigheán's All-Ireland semi-final with Kilmurry of Cork has been confirmed. The Donegal and Ulster champions will take to the field at Parnell Park at 2 o'clock next Sunday, the 12th of January. That game will be live here on Highland this coming weekend with Brendan Devaney and co-commentary. The throw-in times for the refixed All-Ireland Club Football semi-finals at senior level have also been confirmed. Dr. Crokes of Kerry will face Tyrone champions Errigal Kearn at 3 o'clock next Saturday the 11th in Portlaoise. On the same day, Cúla Strand from Sligo will play Dublin's Cúla in their last four clash at 5 o'clock in Cavan. Both matches were postponed yesterday due to the poor weather. In other Gaelic Games news, Nace will not now appoint ex-Donegal, Derry and Fermanagh manager Rory Gallagher as a coach for the 2025 season. Gallagher looked set to work under Nace manager Joe Murphy at the Kildare club, as they aim to make it five county title successes in a row and have a crack at the Leinster Championship. However, RTE are reporting this afternoon that he will now not be part of the backroom staff this year. Gallagher stepped back from his role as Derry manager in May 23 following allegations regarding his private life. In soccer, Robbie Keane has been confirmed as the new head coach of Hungarian giants Ferencváros, a role that he will start in straight away. Keane has been out of management since leaving his job in charge of Maccabi Tel Aviv in Israel last June. Ferencváros are second in the Hungarian league, and it's understood Keane's former international teammate Rory Delap, who of course has connections with Letterkenny and Donegal, that he will be part of his backroom team. Italian Serie A side AC Milan are said to be considering a loan move for Manchester United's Marcus Rashford. It's understood the club are yet to receive an official offer for the England international. United boss Ruben Amorim has said It's up to the 27-year-old to force his way back into the first team setup. There's one game in the Premier League tonight with Wolves hosting Nottingham Forest and their former manager, Nuno Espirito Santo. Forest go into the game in flying form. They're third in the table and have won their last five matches. The hosts, meanwhile, are only outside the relegation zone in goal difference. Wolves will be without their top scorer, Matthias Kuna, as the forward begins his two-game ban for clashing with Ipswich security staff last month. Wolves boss Vitor Pereira says they'll have to crack on without him.
We need to be ready to play with Cunha or without Cunha. You understand? Play as a team. I think we have players to with different skills, different qualities, but we'll be ready.
Kick-off tonight at Molineux for that game is at 8 o'clock. In rugby, Tom O'Toole has been hit with a six-match ban for the red card he was given in Ulster's clash with Munster before Christmas. The Ulster prop will now miss Ireland's opening Six Nations matches against England and Scotland. He's also out of Ulster's Champions Cup fixtures against Leicester and Exeter and their URC meeting with Zebra. The ban has been backdated to include the match against Connacht on December 28th. Finally, in darts, world champion Luke Littler will be joined by the man he beat in the final, Michael van Gerwen, and world number one Luke Humphreys in the Premier League darts lineup for this year. The 17-year-old is the defending champion, having lifted the trophy last season. Stephen Bunting, Gerwen Price, Nathan Aspinall, Chris Dobby and Rob Cross complete the eight-player field. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Donna Marie will have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. Credit unions in Donegal have issued a warning over rising fraud threats targeting credit union members. It's in a message shared by Lifford and Letterkenny credit unions, as well as others across Donegal. They say an organised Irish criminal gang purporting to be a representative of a credit union is contacting people and requesting personal information. Michaela Clark has more.
Credit unions in Donegal are appealing to members to be vigilant and to protect their financial security. The scammers are said to be contacting credit union members and requesting debit card details, personal security information and one-time codes. The information is then used to set up Apple or Google Pay to make fraudulent payments. People are being reminded to never share financial details, passwords, one-time codes or personal information with anyone who contacts you unexpectedly. Members of local credit unions are being advised to contact them immediately if they suspect any suspicious activity.
Brendan Boyle has officially been sworn in as a member of the US House of Representatives. The congressman was re-elected in the Pennsylvania district during last year's US election. Mr. Boyle, whose father hails from Glencolumbkill, was first elected in 2004, and he says he's ready to continue fighting for the issues that matter most to his neighbours. That includes lowering costs, creating good-paying jobs, and securing affordable healthcare. A Donegal pharmacist says it's not surprising that the rollout of free hormone replacement therapy for thousands of women has been delayed. It was announced last year that HRT would be free from January. However, the Department of Health stance is now that it will be made available without charge as soon as possible. Margaret O'Doherty said she had indications that it would not be available this month due to a lack of official communication from the HSE or the Department of Health. She told today's 9 till noon show that supply issues need to be addressed also.
I've spoken to you before about the problems we have actually accessing HRT. The various patches are constantly in short supply. And what a lot of women have said to me is, like, I really don't mind paying if I could get it.
Yeah.
You know, so really, if we could get that problem sorted first before we even think about it, because if you have a free scheme, it's going to increase the demand. Obviously, there's going to be more people looking for it if they're getting it free. So until we have a reliable source of supply, and again, there's nobody working on that. We don't have a chief pharmaceutical officer to take charge of the whole drug supply system in the country. So it's very frustrating, both for patients, for pharmacists, for the prescribers. Everybody's pulling their hair out, literally, and getting nowhere on it.
A New York-based candidate in the Shannon election says more needs to be done to ensure the voice of Irish nationals is heard in Leinster House and believes the Shannon is the place in which that should happen. Roscommon native Hilary Byrne is one of 12 candidates contesting three NUI seats, with 112,000 people eligible to participate in the postal vote, 12,000 of them living abroad. Mr. Byrne says with so many Irish people abroad, there's a major vein of potential which is not being tapped.
One in five Irish-born nationals currently live abroad, and 70% of the population at some point in time actually worked abroad. It's approximately 1 million ambassadors for Ireland that can help to drive investments back to Ireland that are they are not being engaged. And that's important. Why? Because the Irish economy is over-dependent on multinational corporations, particularly US corporation, and there's major concern here right now, in particular concerning the Irish economy moving forward with the engagement with these multinational and the incoming administration. Just in London alone, LinkedIn has 19,000 Irish people with the title director. And they are not being engaged for the benefit of this country. And one way of Irish economic policy is totally dependent on Enterprise Ireland and IDEA Ireland to engage businesses abroad. And here you have 1 million ambassadors that are not being engaged. And some of them are highly, highly, highly successful individuals that could drive investments back to Ireland and reduce that over-dependency on multinationals.
Looking now to the weather forecast for this evening. Clear spells and scattered sleet and snow showers this evening and tonight. Widespread frost and ice with lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees. And that's in fresh and gusty northwest winds, stronger on the coast and reaching gale force there this evening. To conclude this evening's news, the headlines. People are being warned to expect sub-zero temperatures, treacherous driving conditions and the potential for disruption to water supplies until the end of the week. A status yellow snow and ice warning is in place until midday tomorrow, while a similar alert for low temperature and ice is active until midnight on Thursday. Snow has arrived for many parts of Donegal within the last 2 hours. The INMO is criticising the HSE for not being prepared for the level of overcrowding in hospitals as a result of the rising number of flu cases. It says the high trolley figures over the festive period were entirely predictable, but there's been no plan to stem the worst of it. Nurses are calling for a national emergency plan to be implemented, with 761 patients waiting for a bed today, 18 of those in Letterkenny University Hospital. And there's calls for greater clarity from Uisce Éireann on ongoing water supply issues in the Remelton area. Concerns have been raised over the past number of years over regular outages on the network, with some being left for days without water. In response to Councillor Declan Meehan, Uisce Éireann says following a hydraulic analysis of the network, it's been established that strategic infrastructural improvements are required to enhance services in the area. And finally, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has resigned in He's been leading the country for the past 9 years. An election is to be held in Canada this year, with his Liberal Party performing poorly in the polls. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 6th of January. The death has taken place of Eileen Patterson, name McClure, the Haw Lifford, formerly of Callan Drumkeen. Funeral leaving her home at the Haw Lifford on Thursday morning at 11:30 for service at 12 noon in Strabane Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Dunockmore Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Knocknamona, Letterkenny. Family and friends welcome to visit at the family home on Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Doughy Harvey, 10 Thorndale, Letterkenny. Doughy's remains will repose at his home tomorrow from 12 noon with rosary at 9. Family time, please, after the rosary. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, with family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Pieta House and Jigsaw, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Kathleen Dlacken, née McMenamin, Glenfin Road, Ballybuffet, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11 o'clock, interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of James Gerald Jimmy Anderson, Tyrconnell, Stranorer, remains reposing in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer, with Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Churchyard, Sesha O'Neill. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Coyle, 18 Ballycommon Road, Strabane, formerly of the Prospect Bar, Orchard Road, and Bell Road, Erne. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Cemetery, Donnyloop. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Josephine Doherty, née Gallagher, Rock Hill, Dunfanaghy. No wake. The house is strictly private, please. Viewing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 6 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass there tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Nelson, Gibb, Glengannon, Carndonagh. Elizabeth's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, going to Donagh Church for funeral service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Patrick Patsy McGrath, Mill Street, Pettigo, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Pettigo, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.